Good afternoon. This is a Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Banca Generali First Half 2008 Results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. The conference will be held by Mr. Giorgio Girelli, CEO, Mr. Piermario Motta, GM, Mr. Giancarlo Fancel, CFO, and Ms. Giuliana Pagliari, IR. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Giuliana Pagliari, IR. Please go ahead, madam.
Good afternoon to everybody, and welcome to Banca Generali conference call on the first half 2008 results. Mr. Girelli, our CEO, and Mr. Motta, our general manager, will carry on the presentation. Mr. Fancel, our CFO, is also here with us. And at the end of the presentation, we'll be very happy to take your questions. Now I leave the word to the CEO, Mr. Girelli. Please, Mr. Girelli.
Good afternoon to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for being here with us this afternoon for this presentation of the first half results of Banca Generali. You have on slide number 2, you have the agenda of today's presentation. The first argument will be commenting the results. We see a very strong growth of industrial results in spite of a very negative market scenario that you know very well. The second part, we would like to comment very fastly how the hard deepening of the Italian mutual funds crisis is, as we can say, a bit provocative way, an opportunity for Banca Generali. The third argument, I will leave the word to Piermario Motta, our general manager. He will explain you why we are very confident, how for the second part of the year, for the second half, we think that will be another tough part of the year, but we have a very clear and proven strategy, and we will try to explain you how we think to face such a tough market environment. And then conclusion, as you see here in a nutshell, we would like to underline how the Banca Generali business model that, as you remember, since the IPO, we said that was built also for a tough period, is really delivering results. So going to slide 3, the main takeaways of the results, splitting the industrial results and the reported. I would say, and then the next slide, you will see, of course, the details and the figures. But then let me comment the main takeaways of this. We have, first of all, a very stable net industrial revenues, meaning interest margin and net commissions. The sum of these items is making the same figure of the first half of 2007, and where the interest margin increase broadly offsetting the net commission decline due to the market downturn in the equity. And so we consider that we are very happy, and we see that our company is keeping very absolutely stable the industrial revenues even in a such bad market. You will see the costs. We think that have been again very effectively managed. We have an increase year-on-year of 0.6%, so well below the inflation rate. That in spite of a new banking contract that gave a plus 5% on the labor cost and the setup of the new Lux venture. So we consider that our capacity of cost management is still very well proceeding. The third very important item is the provisions that you know that is a very important part of our balance sheet. We made a very conservative policy in the first half. We accounted 16.3 million, and this figure is representing a very, very high share of our full-year target. So let's say that the most of the provisions we made in the first part of the 2008. You see that the tax rate efficiency is very fast improving. we have a 24% tax rate in first half from 44 in first half of 2007. This for industrial results, and so we have the profit without the unrealized losses before taxes that is going up for 46% versus last year, 26 million, and the adjusted net profit 18.6 plus 84. Then we had 5.5 million of increase in realized losses, mostly in the government bonds. You know that, unfortunately, as we will comment after, we had also the widespread spreading also in the government bonds. So the net profit is 5.5 million minus 45 versus the first half of 2007. Let's go to slide 4, where you see in detail the figures. Let's start from the net interest income here. So you see here that is going up 36%. And we can comment here that the half of this is coming from the tax increase and the other half is coming from the increase of the volumes. So a very healthy and a very solid increase of the net interest income. Then the commission income is going down 12%, as you see here. And it's totally due from the decrease of the assets coming from the market, the equity market. The commission expense went down more, so went down about 15%. So all in all, the bank was able to increase its efficiency in the commission. So the net commission for the first half have been 69.7%, with a decrease of 10.9%. But if you try to add 20.2, the net interest income of the first half of 2007, with the net commission 20.2 plus 78.3, and then you add 27.5 and 69.7, you come to the same figure of the last year. So this is the result of a very good strategy of offsetting the decrease that every bank suffered in the net interest income, net in the net commission, offsetting through the net interest income. So the financial part you see here that we have unrealized and that we will comment, of course, after loss at the fair value at about 19 million at the end of the first 3 months was about 15.3. Then we had high dividends and high net income from trading activities. This we made a big deal in total return swap, as we did a couple of years ago. And through this deal, we had a good result, because at the end of the total return swap gave us about 2 million of result. So this for the net financial income. At the end, the net banking income is 86.4% minus 17.3. Adjusting, slightly increasing from the last year, so 105.5, so with increase of 0.9%. Then I would like to comment about staff expenses. You know, you see here that they went down 1.8% in spite of the increase of the new labor contract that is 5% per year. Other general administrative expenses went up 3.5%. We have also a new venture in Luxembourg. Then depreciation and amortization went down 20%, and then we had a decrease of the other income, other different income. So at the end, the net operating expenses, as announced before, went up only 0.6%. I consider this again an excellent result of Banca Generali, and as we said a lot of times before, we are very, very confident in managing the cost also for the future. The operating profit is 23.5 with a decrease of 44%. We had adjusting the figure. We have 42.5% with a slight increase versus the last year. Then you see that the net provisions for liabilities and contingencies, the most of them is made for provisions for recruiting. We have posted here 16.3, and as I told you before, it is the very very highest part of the total target of the provisions for the total year. So the profit before taxation now is 7.3%, and we have, adjusting the figure with unrealized losses, we have an increase of 46.1%. So we can say that the industrial result of the bank, so excluding the unrealized losses, went up about 50%. Then we had a very good result in the tax rate, both exploiting the new Lux venture and also exploiting the dividends accounted with the TRS DIA. 23.8% is a very good number, and at the end we have 5.5 of reported net income versus 18.6 of adjusted. On the adjusted base, we have an increase of 83.6%. Here you have, of course, only the accumulated semester. If you see, we will see at the end of the presentation, if you see the net profit of the quarter was very satisfying. We had, you remember, not adjusting, in the first quarter we have minus 0.7 of loss in the first 3 months, and in the second part we have net profit of 6.2 million euros. Adjusting with unrealized losses, we should have 10 million of net profit. That is definitely the best quarter result in all the history of Banca Generali. Fine, let's go to page 5. Let's comment, it's very fast to do this. We had the credit spread that more or less remained at the same level of the end of the last quarter. Unfortunately, we had in June, you know, that it's a big problem that I think that we will hurt the profits of banks in this first part of the year. The government bonds opened a wide spread. So, given to that, we have further 5.5 of unrealized losses. I would like to underline once again that these losses are fully unrealized, that are only made for accounting principles. And so there is no doubt about the recovery of this bond at the maturity. I would like only to mention that accumulating the unrealized losses of the last year that were about 16 million with the actual 19, it means that Banca Generali now has about 34 million euro of unrealized losses that will become profits in the next years according to the maturity of the bonds. Page 6, risk profile in investments is lower and lower. So again, we showed you that the situation in terms of maturities, duration maturities, is absolutely the same is in rating, but I would like to underline that we changed our investment profile for giving it more and more solidity to it. So all the new investment that we made in interbank loans on very short financial and government bonds, we make normally 12 or 18 months, sometimes very seldom 24. And all these new investments are made in available for sales investment portfolio. In fact, you see here that the investment for sale portfolio that was practically zero is now near to 1 billion. So we have the bonds now 1.7 in the held for trading and 0.9 billion in available for sales. So the risk profile investments, of course, is lower and lower, and what we are suffering is something that you know very well. This is coming from the market situation only. Then page 7, we consider to have a very solid revenue base thanks to our business model. I already said, you see here how much the increase of the net interest margin was able to offset the decrease of the net commissions. The net commissions, remember, went down about 12%, and if you make an easy calculation about our asset mix, you see that our performance was better than the market. So our assets went down in a lower speed about according to the market downturns. So the revenue base is very solid, and please note at the right part of the slide what is very, very important to us, the gross commissions. Of course, the gross commissions went down, as I said, about 13%, but you see here that the steady part, so management fees and banking revenues, now increased the share to 84%, and the management fees and performance fees, are very limited part of our gross commission. So we start to have performance fees, so it's not bad. We had accounted about 3 million of performance fees. That is not bad in such a market landscape, but you can very easily understand that for us, for our profit and loss, performance fees are not the key item. I would say that it is something that we are very glad to have, of course, and we hope to have much more in the future, but they are not a problem for the stability of our P&L. Page 8, cost management. I already said, you see that the cost, the staff cost decreased. We had 28, now we have 27, in spite of the increase of the national labor cost. You see an increase of expenses by 3.5%, due to Lux Venture and some non-recurring expenses. So cost management in real terms, excluding inflation, fell about 4% from last year. And again, I consider that a very brilliant and excellent result due to very strong commitment of all the company. Page 9, you see net provisions for liabilities and contingencies. We present here also which were the figures for the year 06 and 07. And what we have in 08, first quarter, and the second quarter. Now we have 16.3, and as I said before, they represent the very highest part of the provisions that we will post for the full year 08. Page 10, something to comment about the capacity of the bank to gather new assets. You see here that we had total figure of 387 million of net inflows, out of which 71 Banca Generali and 384 BSI. So very excellent results in the private banking. So all in all, we have 455 million net inflows from the core business, where we have the highest margins. We have then minus 69 from Syngenia. It is clear that in a such bad market situation, the insurance networks have different strategic focus. But we are not glad about that, of course. But we can say that, as you know, the margins in such assets are definitely lower. So we can say that we have excellent results in the private banking and the affluent segment, and I would say that is we are having a good success also, as I will comment after, in the recruiting. Part of this of net inflows are coming from recruiting, and I will comment hereafter something about it. But for concluding this this slide, I think that the satisfaction is high for having collected about €500 million in a so tough part of the year in the core business, in the private banking, in the affluent clients. Page 11, here you see the official figures of our association, Assoreti. You see that in terms of net inflows, Banca Generali is the third, is ranking third in the market, was fifth in the first quarter, and was third in the second quarter. So all in all, in the year, accounted the third place. You see the other competitors there. And I think that such results are very, very good for us, also if compared with the ratio of our actual assets. Page 12, there's a comment about the figure that you see every month in the presentation of our results of the inflows. Then Pier Mario will comment. I think that the job that was made by the network was really fantastic, I would say. We had 3.3 billion of net inflows in what we said at the beginning of the year as a strategic product. We said at the beginning of the year that we were concentrated in transforming assets and in capturing new assets in the defensive products. And exactly you see here that we had net inflows for more than 1 billion in the life insurance, Rialancho, that has a very good success. And then we collected about 2 billion of assets in Luxembourg products. And I think that it was really, really very bad, very good. And practically all of that was made in BG Selection, that you know that is a fund of funds made only with the third parties funds, and that is giving a very high profitability to the bank, that is giving net profit to the bank after paid network in the region of 1.6-1.7%. And then about 400 million in the capital protection discussion account with the same margins of the fund of funds. And more than 3 billion in such products is very, very good. You see here how much is the percentage of the assets in Luxembourg. We had in July of 2006, we had 6.2. At December, we had 15.1. And now in June, we have 29.2. So I would say that it's very successful. I would like also to comment the other part of the chart. That are the official figures of the Italian mutual funds industry, so-called Assogestioni. We compared the net inflows of the in-house product of Banca Generali and the market. So you see that the market was really horrible, 8 billion in of outflows in April, 8 billion in May, more than 12 billion in June. In the same time, Banca Generali had in April 152, in May 267, and in June we had 346. And you made that the most of them is made, as I said before, in BG Selection. So as I have said a lot of times, we are not living a crisis of the industry of the mutual funds. The crisis is totally driven by commercial banks, as I will comment before. A company like Banca Generali that is committed to this business is going exactly in counter tendency against the market. Page 13, the targets of recruiting. You see, we at the beginning of the year, we announced some targets dividing Banca Generali, so affluent, and then And then when you see PB, BSI, they are the financial advisors in BSI, and the relationship managers, they are the employees. So we had excellent results in 15 people on a target of 17 and 10 relationship managers versus a target of 7. So we are having a very good success there. And the reason of that is in the private, in the financial advisors working in the private banking, there is many of them are searching a new alternative because a lot of our competitors are not succeeding in having a real private banking division, and some companies are in practically leaving the market. So we are finding good opportunities there, and good opportunities we are finding in the banks, both foreign and Italian, that a lot of them are very, very heavy turmoil, and so for us it's not difficult to recruit people. Let me say that Banca Generali is the only asset gatherer that is able to take these people, because only Banca Generali can hire them with an employee contract, and now still now it is very, very important. So we doubled the target of the financial advisors in private banking from 17 to 30, and from 10 we went to 15 in the relationship manager. We lowered the target of Banca Generali from 60 to 35 because we think that now we have to be very concentrated on the richest part of the recruiting, because our opportunities are very, very high. You see that the average asset for financial advisors is practically the same of the last year, in spite of the decrease of the assets. And you see that is due to the continuous proceeding of our strategy to have only top guys inside our network. You see that the highest part, so top and middle, is constantly increasing, and the lowest part is going down constantly. So we had 40% of advisors below 4 million, and we have now 22, so exactly the half. So, page 15. I already said we are living, particularly when I talk with foreign people, UK guys and US guys, they are every month astonished about these figures, because you see that every month our industry is suffering about 8, 10, 12 billion per month. I am always saying and that it is not a crisis coming from, at this stage is not coming from the clients. We don't have redemptions from the clients out from the traditional physiological redemption that there are typical of this sector. So we don't have, and in fact our figures are very clear and demonstrate this. I think that banks are very fastly changing the asset allocation of their clients. They are moving from asset management products towards their bonds. Now they need medium-term funding. They need it desperately, and they are doing. And so this is the reason of this crisis. I don't think that there are some other real reasons of this crisis. And so I absolutely, we are not worried about this market crisis. On the other hand, as you can see at page 16, I understand and realize that can be a bit provocative to say that, but I think that can be a very good opportunity for Banca Generali, because you see that the focus of the bank is lower and lower focused on the managed savings and mutual funds, due to the credit crisis that they have to face, and also due to the MiFID that is giving to companies like banks some very high troubles that I don't think that they will be able to manage in the future. So, in my opinion, they are leaving this the field of the asset management. On the other hand, the need of investment consultancy from demanding customers is arising more and more, and it's very easy to understand, I think, from your side, because clients in such a market situation, they need to have consultancy. They don't want to have someone that tell him, oh, leave your bloody asset management product because it's bullshit, and you buy my bond for 5 years, and I'm paying you LIBOR minus 30, but you know, you are very safe because I am guaranteeing that. I think that is a very, very bad mistake that is making the Italian banking system, but I don't work in that industry. I work in my industry, and I'm very glad to see that they are leaving a very open green field in front of us. So this is the reason why I say that this is a big opportunity for Banca Generali. Banca Generali is focused only on the managed savings, only on long-term savings. We were the first company to separate and to segment our networks for client, by our client target, private and affluent. It is very, very important this, because more and more you understand that private clients need to be served in a very different way. We have a very powerful banking platform and a very fully comprehensive product offer, able to meet all clients' needs in any market condition. I would like to, let me 10 seconds about that. I think that without such a platform, without administered assets, banking platform, insurance, and managed asset management, I think that would be impossible for Banca Generali to compete. I think that it's obvious to you that in such market landscape, I can't imagine how to retain and to attract new money without having such a platform. Frankly speaking, I don't understand how it's possible. Fortunately, Banca Generali has a very powerful banking platform, insurance products, and asset management. Then at the end, I would like, let me take a satisfaction saying that open architecture, you see that is fastly becoming a must in the Italian market, even if we were some way blamed during our IPO because someone said that we were crazy because we were leaving some margins instead of having a closed architecture. We were fully convinced about that, and we are now very glad about that. I think that in the next years, to compete in the private and affluent segments without open architecture, let me make a comparison, it's like to run Formula One race without the gasoline, I would say. So, and again, I don't understand how it's possible. And I think that I see that the market is fastly following us, but fortunately we have a very evident first mover advantage, both in the operative procedures and also in the strategic field, because of course now if you try to have a real open architecture, if you don't take new money, and you know that it's very difficult to take new money, you have to switch your assets to third party, and you understand that it would be very tough for your profit and loss. Fortunately, we started such a strategy in the year 2003, so we can go on very easily. Then I would like to leave the word to Mario Motta, and let me comment something about how our network is going. I met the half of the network in this month. I see them very calm and conscious about the situation. No one of them regretted about the market and what's on. It's very difficult to see such a situation. I think that they are very calm and conscious due to the knowledge to have to be backed now by a very committed company, and now to be able for them to go to the client and to offer them every kind of product, safe, risky product, whatever they have in their hands, and so they can face this market turmoil. So I would like to leave the word to Pier Mario Motta, that was the manager of the company that took so excellent results.
Thank you, Giorgio. Good afternoon. We think our growth strategy can face very well the current market environment. The strategy worked very well during the first half of 2008, And even if the second half will still be quite tough, we firmly believe we will continue to grow in the second part of this year. All economic forecasts and sector analysis are pointing out a highly volatile and tough second half weight business outlook. From a commercial point of view, we confirm our 2008 strategy, which was outlined in detail during the presentation of 2007 year-end results. This slide summarizes the process underlying our strategy. That is, first step, as we summarize on the top of this slide, we focus on asset gathering through defensive products and through recruiting from other AFS network. Defensive products are a key tool to attract new assets right in these times, as financial markets are so volatile and people are looking for safe investment. We have a very competitive offer here, as we will describe in more details in the following slide. Okay. Slide 18.
18.
Recruiting is also very important. As you can see in the graph on the top right of the slide, recruiting represented around 2/3 of both our 2007 and the first half of 8 net inflows. More details in the following slide. Second step, as you see represented at the bottom of the page, we are moving to asset transformation into products with higher added value. I'm referring in particular to our new line of funds based in Luxembourg, our capital protected discretionary account, VG Target, and last but not least, our insurance product. In 2007, our two core networks, BSI and Banca Generali, combined gathered around 1.2 billion of euro of new assets that were almost exclusively represented by defensive products, which means banking account and securities. Now, during the first half of 8, we have been able to switch over 50% of them into products with higher added value, mostly funds of fund, BG Selection Seeker, as our CEO already anticipated. Again, in first half of 8, while main competitors recorded negative net inflows, BSI and Banca Generali gathered 455 million of euro of new assets, and we plan to transfer them into new higher added value products in the next few months. We will continue to follow our twofold strategy, that is, transformation of new assets and of products with lower added value from our portfolio. Slide 19. The following slide provides you with some material examples of how competitive our offer of defensive products can be. We introduce here a research published by Corriere della Sera on the quotes of repo rates and banking deposits on the Italian market, and which were advertised by press and media. We compare these figures with the net performance of our products. As you can see, our offer is very competitive. Indeed, on repos, we provide one of the best rates in the market, and also banking accounts are very attractive, both for their interest rate and for the low management cost. For example, free withdrawal from ATM, 30 euros maximum for annual management cost, commission on trading starting from 0.05%. Besides banking products, we were also very competitive on Rialancio, our traditional life policy, with a minimum duration of, say, 6 months, which can be then redeemed by the client. Thanks to very low management cost, this policy can guarantee a very interesting performance in 2008, that is 3.57% net. The peculiar features of these products allowed us to gather and transfer over 1 billion in the first half away. Slide 20. The second main driver to gather new assets is recruiting. In slide number 20, on the left column, we show the progress made on recruiting during first half of 8, while on the right side, we summarize on targets for the second half. We have the only network able to provide very interesting position both to the relationship manager, employees, and to private bankers through agency mandate. The peculiar skills of each person and accurate recruiting selection allow us to choose the best candidates. 7 relationship managers, 17 private bankers, with a potential of about 400 million of euro, were recruited during the first half of 8, and they already transferred 200 million of euro up to now. In the second half, we plan to recruit from 12 to 16 new private bankers and relationship managers with potential assets up to 250 million of euro. Banca Generali's recruiting process developed a little bit slower with respect to our targets due to portfolio restructuring and more customized advisory to our broad and network and client network. However, by year-end, we believe that a total of 30 FAs will be recruited with potential assets amounting to 250 million of euro. Indeed, I can say quite frankly that private bankers and regional and relationship managers from our competitors are attracted by such an important brand as Generali, where Banca Generali stands for affluent and Banca BSI for private. Slide 21. After presenting our strategy to gather new assets, in this slide we show the results of the asset transformation the first half of 8, which led to very positive results, especially in the light of the current market environment. In a similar scenario, while traditional banks are trying to be more defensive and to focus only on their own bond products, BG and BSI networks didn't leave their clients at the mercy of volatility and transferred 3 billion of euro of AUM into 27 SICAV units, relaunched life policy, the capital protected discretionary account, thus creating the prerequisites for our further future growth. Once the market turbulence comes to an end, will clients be more thankful to our FAs or to those who focused only on their own bonds? We believe we know the answer. We follow this strategy also in the second half of 8 in order to almost repeat in the first half results with respect to Luxembourg products. Slide 22. As evidence of what I have just stated, here we show you the performance of the main world stock exchange. Minus 26% in China, between minus 20-25 in Europe, about minus 20% in USA. Not to mention the decrease in bond market performances, without taking into account rating and duration. In this context, BSI and BGFAs focused on absolute returns fund in order to protect the investment while awaiting new opportunities. For example, ARK and ARK10 funds gathered altogether 1 billion of euro thanks to a strategy defined by an external advisor who can operate with very high flexibility on equity investment, ranging from a minimum of 10% to a maximum of 95% of total portfolio. In the next few months, this strategy will be implemented with other partners managing other SICAV units. The performances of these absolute return products were clearly a great success with our clients. Besides ARK family, BG Selection as a whole includes other 12 equity-related products where we transfer about 450 million of euro, thus representing the core products on which clients really while awaiting market recovery. At the bottom of the slide, you can see also the performance of Relaunch, which can be compared to these products in terms of effective liquidity management and in terms of the portfolios of those clients looking for a more defensive strategy. Slide 23. Banca del Gottardo Italia is the Italian branch of the Swiss Banca del Gottardo SA, acquired on the July 3rd, 2008 by Banca BSI SA Lugano. Gottardo Italia, through its employed relationship manager, manages about 1.8 billion of euro, mostly concentrated in the areas around Milan and Bergamo, and it is focused on clients of high standing. Gottardo's business model is similar to the one of Banca BSI, that will be merged once received the necessary authorization, which makes us believe that the commercial integration between network and clients will proceed very easily. The commercial office of the two entities will be further developed, will paying particular attention to asset management, advisory on security and forex, not provided by BSI yet. We already started to renegotiate contracts with third parties while exploiting Banca Generali's negotiating power. We have already well envisaged the 4 million euro synergies that were announced at the time of the acquisition and which will mostly result from the effective monitoring of staff, logistics, IT and operational expenses. As to IT integration, we have taken advantage from BSI acquisition since both Gottardo Italia and BSI are already supported by the same IT provider that is CSE in Bologna. We are now working on the revenues of synergies that were not considered at the stage and they look very interesting. Okay, so the final outcome will be a bank focused on private banking with 9 billion of euro of AUM, mainly concentrated in Northern Italy and Rome, with 230 private bankers and 70 relationship managers, with one of the widest and most competitive offers for clients, with assets ranging from 250,000 euro up to 5 million.
Okay, thanks, Pier Mario. Let me take only 4 minutes to conclude. We prefer to be a bit longer, but to give you all the details needed for your information. I would like to conclude with some remarks, page 25, very qualitative remarks, our opinion, of course. We think that we have a business model that is set to deliver positive results in any market condition. Why we say that? We can say to have a very high solidity of revenues. We have S interest margin that is able to offset the decrease of the commissions. We have a very controlled exposure to equities. We remember an example that we have already 1 billion of assets in the capital protected portfolios that are BG target and BG protection, and our clients are very, very glad about that. We started to sell in 2005. And so we can say to have a very controlled exposure to equities. Our performance fees, as it is very easy to understand for you, are absolutely not relevant on our bottom line. And there is an increasing contribution from the trading desk, where Banca Generali is the trading desk of the equities for all the Generali Group, and is giving more and more commissions that for us are very welcome. But I would like to underline that we are very able to catch any market recover. We have a new performance fees structure on the lux-based product that are able to catch benefits when the markets will recover. So we have inside the profit and loss, we have a very high capacity to take performance fees when the market, as soon as the market will recover. And then we can say to have a network that showed a very impressive capability to speed up asset transformation. So I think that is very well working together with the company. So solid revenues and able to catch the market recovery. And then, as I already said, but I like to take again, very comprehensive products offer. Administered assets, you see how much are competitive our condition, insurance products. We are adding new products coming from the experience of the Generali Group, and in the managed assets, I think that we have the maximum that we can have with the open architecture combined with in-house products. And then I would say, I don't know what to say about the cost management. I think that our track record is really excellent. Allow me to say that, but I think that can be defined really excellent. We don't have any need for new investment, and the related costs for the new product, in example, Luxembourg and the trading desk, were already fully accounted. So all in all, we think that the most important part of our profit and loss are very solid, and we feel very safe. And we presented a brief history of the quarterly results of Banca Generali since 2006, so before the listing. You see here the net profit in 2006, in 2007, and in 2008. And you see that also the reported results, so not adjusting the results, for their asset losses. We have that a very constant trend, the steady progression of the profits in spite of horrible market landscape. You see that the markets started to become horrible in the with the third quarter of 2007, and try to look how the results of Banca Generali are going up in a very constantly way during this bad market landscape. So this is very, very good for us. We made this chart a couple of days ago, and when we saw this, we were quite it was a bit difficult to understand, and I think that it's very, very, it's a great satisfaction to say that, because when we listed the company, our promise was that the company should have been able to deliver better and better results in any market condition. Unfortunately, the worst market condition we met, I think that about 6 months ago, 6 months after the listing, unfortunately, but in spite of this, we were able to meet our promise, and the results of the banks are constantly going up, and they will go to constantly going up in the future. At the end, we are not in the list of people that are able to forecast and to see that and to tell to the guy, to our client, now enter and be fully invested in equities. No, we are not. We are not doing that because we don't are able to forecast how the financial market recovery is going on. In terms of timing, I am not so much optimistic. It's a personal opinion of mine. I think that this crisis is deep, and I don't think that we have seen up to now everything. So this is a personal opinion of mine, but I am confident because the bank is built and is very solid to deliver in any market condition. First of all, Banca Generali is not a proxy of the equity market, even if the market didn't understand so well. But of course, we are a young listed company, so it takes time. But you see from the numbers that absolutely we are not a proxy of the equity market, because you saw in our revenues how much the market is impacting our revenues. So not very high importance of this. The second, through its business model, I think that we are fully equipped to answer to clients' need in any negative market, financial market condition. And I would like to conclude saying that we are ready to capture any growth opportunity. This means that in terms of revenues, through performance fees, through an excellent network as we have, that is able to transform assets of the client when needed. Be sure that we will do it only when we will be very sure that the market really recovered, because we think that our only asset is our client portfolio. So we don't want to make any risk to our clients. We prefer to be a bit more prudent and perhaps to have a bit less favorable quarter in terms of results, but to protect in any way the portfolios of our customers, because we learned that for a successful company, you need, first of all, to protect your client portfolio. This is true in any industry, and particularly in the financial services. So anyway, we are ready to capture growth opportunity, and also growth opportunity in terms of acquisition. We see that in the market there are many companies that are in serious troubles. We are convinced that a lot of them, they will come out from the market. When they will decide, we are here to we look very carefully to every opportunity. We think that now is too early, but I think that in the future, good opportunity will come at good prices, because now when the market will recover, I think that the prices will become much more reasonable than now. So thanks for your kind attention. We wanted to be very detailed in our presentation. I hope that we were able to do it, and so please, it's up to you for any question that you may have.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Matteo Ghilotti of Euromobiliare. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have three questions. The first one is on staff costs, which were, let's say, lower than expected. Can you imagine to keep this item flat also on a full-year basis, or would be too optimistic? The second question is on Simgenia. The, let's say, performance in terms of net inflows was quite poor. If you can add just some color on the reasons behind this. And the third question is on the average fee on assets under management. Obviously, it was down in the second quarter compared to the first one, because I imagine that there is a mix effect, maybe also lower upfront fees. I just wonder if this downward trend, leaving aside performance fees that are difficult to predict, but if the downward trend in recurring fees is set to continue in the third and the fourth quarter, or do you expect this process to stop? If you have any visibility on that, I know it's quite difficult. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Ghilotti. The first question about the staff cost, I think that more or less we will keep flat the staff cost, because we don't have any need for staff increase. We have already accounted the increase of the labor cost for the new contract. So I will say that all in all, we will be able to keep flat this cost. Don't forget that then we are also working hardly on every efficiency that we can take. We will take also from Banca del Gottardo, and I think that we have now one philosophy inside Banca Generali. We think that we are facing a really horrible market landscape. We don't know exactly how it's going. And so our main word to our people here is that, of course, we are able to control the revenues until something, I would say, because the market is going where it likes. But we are able to manage the costs. And so there we are very tough. And we are looking for every efficiency room that we have and we still have inside the bank, and be sure that we will take that. Simgenia, I said that the disappointing figures about the net inflows, they came particularly from the market situation where the insurance networks are mostly concentrated to make their targets in life and P&C products. This is clear. But I think that we will be able to recover something. We had some restructuring inside this, and we have a strong commitment from the group in exploiting what I consider a great opportunity for the networks, because insurance networks, I think that they can, it's an opportunity to offer to their client also financial services. So I think that I don't think that we can be so optimistic about Syngenia, but I think that we could recover something for the second part of this year at least. Average fees, I can tell you that the average fees in the first half of 2008 were about 1.34%, and with a slight decrease, not so high. You asked something. I'm meaning about all the assets, about the bank. Banca Generali, so including also insurance assets and everything. For the third and first quarter, I think that we are looking a good recovery in margins, because as you saw before, we are transferring assets to the fund of funds BG Selection that have highest margins, and we are switching particularly apart from administered assets, repos, and so of course we, and the third party mutual funds, particularly bond funds, so we have definitely higher margins. So I think that the margins will not substantially decrease in the half of the year, and I hope they will, that we have an increase of the margins. In the end of August, we are launching a bond, very very good, very very good for the client. You will see it. With a size of about 100 million, and it is giving us interesting front fees. You will see it's a very, very, very good, very profitable for the client.
Thank you.
Next question is from Alberto Villa of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. I have a list of questions, I'm afraid, and I hope to split the honor between Mr. Girelli and Mr. Motta. I will start with the page 4 of the presentation, asking a little bit more details on the dividends line. I understand you had a positive contribution of 2 million coming from a total return swap, but this item seems pretty high compared to your history, so I wanted to know whether we have recurrent profits here or any kind of special item, and you will like to elaborate a little bit more on that. And on the trading activity, I see a negative of 19 million. Again, if it's possible to have some more details on what was the reason for that result, that I presumably was related to the financial markets. Also because at the end of the presentation you mentioned the group activity for the Generali group you are handling. Can you give us an idea of what the contribution will be on a full year basis coming from this handling of the operations, trading operations for the Generali group, the positive contribution for Banca Generali, please. Second question on the recruitment cost at page 20. You detail your expectations on the development of the recruitment. How can you really cut the recruitment cost if you are planning to add an additional 350-500 million of assets under management coming from recruitment? So just I wanted to know whether this kind of inflows coming from new recruitment are coming with a much lower cost compared to the past or not. And if I add up the inflows you had in the first half of the year and your target on the new recruitment, I come with a figure which is in the region of 800 million or something. Is that your target for 2008, considering the current market conditions? The third question is on the page 13, 1-3. I don't know if I'm correct or not, but if we look at the table you have at the bottom right of the slide, we see that the top guys with more than 10 million of assets under management represent 32% of the total. Considering the number of the total financial advisors decreased, means that you have some 50 people less in this layer of financial advisors. Is this correct assumptions, and why you lost people in the top layer of the financial advisors network? Final question, if I may, on the average performance of the assets. If I'm not wrong, is around and is negative at around 9% on the total asset management, considering the inflows you had in the first half of the year. Can you give us the update on how much you're exposed to equity right now, and what was the weighted average performance of mutual funds and managed funds? Because I'm assuming that probably on the administered funds the performance wasn't particularly bad, and also on the life products. Thank you very much.
Okay, now I will answer you the first, the general answer, then I will leave the word to Mr. Fanchel. I tried to explain, but perhaps I was not so clear in my presentation before. You have the dividends and the net loss on trading activities has to be put together. We made in this year a total return swap for about, now Fanchel will tell you something. And of course, as you probably know, when you make these deals, you have highest dividends because you make on stocks near to pay dividend, and of course you take the dividend and then you have the minus on the stock when the dividend is paid. So this is a typical construction of this financial deal, and this is the reason why you see how high are the dividends and the net loss. So this gave us, as I said before, a net profit of about 2 million and also lowered our tax rate now.
So, anyway, I gave you a little details on the total return swap. In April, May, June, we settled a notional amount of around 700 million euro with a net profit of 2.9 million euro, equal to the difference between dividends collected, 25 million euro, accounted in dividend line, less 22 million euro, equals to the minus realized on the derivative part of total return swap accounted in the net result of financial. So the value equal to 38.5 million accounted in the net result of financials, including 22 million of realized minus on total return swap, plus 19 million of unrealized minus on portfolio.
Okay, sorry. The item becomes a little bit complicated to me to understand. I understand you did this operation on the dividend. If we strip out this kind of activity, which presumably you didn't do last year,
We performed this operation 2 years ago, not in the 2007.
Okay. Just two questions. If we strip out all this dividend trading activity, what was the comparable result of dividends and trading activities compared to last year, if it's possible? And secondly, if under the regulation we have now, you can carry out this kind of dividends activity in 2009, presumably, or not?
The advantages of this operation, total return swap, was reduced also in 2008, if we compare with 2006 tax rules, because the total amount of the dividends are suggested to the full tax rate. Therefore, the advantage of this operation is deriving only by the by the swap and the construction of the operation that give you an advantages based on a big notional amount of operation. For the 2009, at the moment we have not planned this this operation. When we prepare the budget in October, we will evaluate if the convenience about this operation or not.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, second question about the group activity. The trading desk I mentioned, it's not easy to make forecasts because, you know, it's depending from the market situation, but I think that at the end of the year they will amount to about 5-6 million euros of net commissions, more or less. Then I will leave the word for the recruitment to Pier Mario and to about the question about the top guys about the net inflows. You said about 800 million, you know, we are quite sure to reach that or be over that figure, but of course it is highly depending from the market situation. This is the reason why, in example, our competitors never did an industrial plan and they never discovered. So I think that your figure is quite correct, and we estimate to be over about this target.
Okay, thank you.
Then the average performance, the exposure to equity. Now in the asset management product, we have we have 50% exposed to equity, and so we include there the equity funds, of course, the half of the balanced fund, and one third of the flexible due to the actual asset allocation. I don't have here in my hands the average performance compounded, because we, you know, that for us it's not so simple, because we don't have only our funds, we have also external third party, and we will give you the detail in the fall tomorrow through Giuliana Pagliari. Now I will leave the word to Pier Mario about the recruitment. I would say, I don't know what we'll answer Pier Mario, but for sure, please consider that one important part of the recruitment, as I said before, is made through employees. So making this, you don't have to pay any bonuses. You pay only the salary. So,
but how can you? This is a very interesting point you are raising, because your cost of personnel is not growing, but you are recruiting.
Because you are clever, Mr.
Right.
Mr. Villa. I don't have any other answer.
No, probably you are cutting non-operating personnel. Exactly.
That is exactly the answer. We are adding salespeople cost, and we are reducing non-salespeople cost, and at the end the cost is going down.
Okay.
I don't have any other answer.
Okay.
Now Pier Mario, to the people, the question that made about the top guys, the 32%. I will say this. For translation problems, I assume that the most of the people here are Italians, so Pier Mario will answer, and the English people, they will receive the translation by Mr. Pagliari hereafter. So please, Pier Mario.
Grazie. Ti rispondo utilizzando pagina 20, così è anche più facile probabilmente schematizzare per te. Se tu guardi, abbiamo un'ipotesi di inserimento di 5-8 persone dipendenti. Qui il costo, come ha detto Girelli, tendenzialmente è lo stipendio. I bonus possono arrivare a un massimo di 0,50, ma tendenzialmente vengono riassorbiti in buona parte dallo stipendio, quindi diciamo, se vogliamo considerare un costo, non va oltre lo 0,50. Per il segmento dei private banker di elevato standing il costo è sostanzialmente nell'ordine di massimo 2,5, inferiore a quello degli anni scorsi, perché adesso stiamo andando su realtà o bancari, quindi prendendo bancari che passano, o anche produttori di altre reti, ma sono persone che hanno meno fatti, meno vincoli, quindi non abbiamo quel tipo di costo, quindi stiamo contenendo il costo sotto il 2,5% parità di masse, e per parità di masse intendo sempre sopra i 15-20 milioni, l'uno di raccolta. E poi abbiamo, per quel che riguarda i financial advisor, più tipicamente di Banca Generali, profili più piccoli, un costo che è un intorno dell'1,5, questo è una costante. Per cui abbiamo abbattuto di circa un terzo il costo globale abbondante di reclutamento, siamo in ordine di un 2 scarso, per i motivi che ti ho appena detto. Le masse stimate, che sta sempre a pagina 20, tra i 350 e 500 milioni sono frutto anche di tutta una serie di iniziative di reclutamento già consolidate, quindi non è una buttata, non è un'aspettativa, ma abbiamo già tantissime operazioni consolidate che si andranno poi a strutturare definitivamente nei primi giorni di settembre in avanti, quindi sono masse che potenzialmente sono con buona probabilità acquisibili, perché sono potenziali, ovvio, che sommate ai 450 milioni che abbiamo già raccolto non ci porteranno lontano dai numeri che ha appena detto Girelli sulla raccolta netta.
Ma questo, quindi, possiamo stimare un costo dell'1,5 medio?
1,5, 1,75 non vai lontano.
Ok.
Sorry, Mr. Villa, now I found him during the answer, Mr. Motta, I found something about your answer about the performance of the total assets. We can say that the decrease of the assets coming from the performances, excluding the maturities of the life insurance, is in the region of 7.5%.
Okay.
Also considering that we have a very high portfolio of administered assets, so equities and bonds that of course suffered the decrease. So I would say about 7.5. You calculated 9, you were not so far. Mm-hmm. We are 7.5.
Okay.
Ancora una cosa sul dato di percentuale di azionari dei nostri portafogli. È importante ricordare che soprattutto tutto il mondo lussemburghese è investito in absolute return, quindi noi consideriamo un portafoglio quando abbiamo il dato come azionario, però oggi, avendo la possibilità il gestore, ad esempio nel mondo degli ARC dove abbiamo un billion, 0,10, 0,95%, in questo momento ad esempio è tutto posizionato in liquidità, quindi è vero che nelle nostre logiche abbiamo un billion di asset, ma visto che il gestore se lo sta tenendo scarico, quel 50 è sovrastimato, quindi in termini di mix di portafoglio siamo ancora più prudenti, è il motivo per cui la rete è sostanzialmente serena e sta continuando a lavorare, a raccogliere, e non sta patendo questi scenari che indubbiamente sono duri e faticosi.
E la parte su il financial advisor di classe oltre 10 milioni?
Ah sì, il dato è inquinato, passami il termine, dal fatto che essendo scesi un pochino i patrimoni medi a causa della performance, tutta la fascia che si trovava intorno di 10 milioni si è trovata nella fascia sottostante, quindi in termini percentuali è cresciuta, come vedi, la parte da 43-46%, ma perché nella sostanza le percentuali non si sono tanto modificate, ma sono scese le persone che stavano a 10,2, 10,3, 10,4, sono rientrati nella categoria precedente.
Ho capito. Va bene, grazie.
Prego.
Next question is from Gian Antonio Villani of Banca Leonardo. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I have two questions. The first is on how much of your client deposit are attributable to Generali Group's companies, since I saw that they fell in the second quarter of the year after they had already fallen in the first quarter. You had around
Can you repeat? You're asking how much our clients' deposits are owned by the Generali companies?
Yeah. You have funding from your clients of 3.3 billion, if I'm not wrong, from your assets and liabilities in the first half of the year. I was wondering how much of them are attributable to Generali companies. And the second question is if you could provide, please, guidance on tax rate for the full year 2008, since the tax rate in the second quarter was very low. I was wondering if I have to review my tax rate assumption, maybe also due to the impact of the total return swap.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks to you. The tax rate, as you correctly said, we have now a very interesting figure, 23.8. For giving you a guidance, I would suggest in the region of 30 for the full year, all combined, because as you correctly said, we had something. We had some benefit from the total return swap deal.
Mm-hmm.
For the client's deposit, if I will understand, but correct me if I didn't, we have owned by Generali Group, we have about 1 billion of liquid assets. But be careful, because we don't calculate these figures in the assorti figures.
Okay.
So when you look at the assorti figure, we always exclude this, because there are only treasury assets, so we don't think correct to add this. So there are figures that you, of course, you find in our balance sheet, of course, but you don't find calculated in our assets for assorti.
Okay.
Anyway, now we are a bit less than 1 billion of deposits.
Okay, so we can say that they remained stable in the second quarter, because they were roughly less than 900 million.
Yeah, they are stable. Okay. This is, I would say, a physiological liquidity of the group. Consider that now we are working, we are the pool center for all the liquidity of all Generali, the most of the Generali companies in the world.
Very cool. The average account calculated on the quarter basis is exactly 1.2 billion in the last quarter.
Okay.
The end of 2007 was 1 billion, but as Mr. Girelli said, we don't consider these figures on the assorti.
We prefer, because otherwise for you would be difficult to attempt to calculate the asset profitability due to the volatility of these assets, and also because, of course, the margins of these on these assets are much lower. So we think that is much more fair not to calculate this.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Next question is from Francesco Sala of Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. I have one question. I'd like to have more details about the amount of the managed assets at the end of the first half, and particularly about the split between third-party products and in-house products, in order to make some assumption about the average management fee for 2008. Thanks.
Okay. Let me find the slide. We have for managed assets, we have 10.3 of asset management products, and we have 5.3 of life insurance. Okay. And for the splitting about in-house and third party, so we have, I give you the splitting, BGFGR, so Italian Mutual Fund, we have 1.1 billion.
Okay.
BGCCAV, we have 0.3 billion.
Mm-hmm.
We have a BG Selection. So, you know, this is a fund of fund. It is 1.8.
Yes.
Funds and SICAVs of Generali Group, we have 1.8. And the fund and seek of third party 2.5. But please calculate that selection. When, if you want to calculate, to make the calculation of the incidence of third party, you have BG selection, that is a fund of fund, but all the underlying assets are third party. So if you want to understand how much third party funds we manage now, you have to add 2.5 to 1.7. So we are about 45% of our managed assets are third party.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect, thanks.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Next question is from Federico Salerno of Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. It's a follow-up question on the trading income and the dividends. Basically, we should see the 27.7 together with the 19.4, if I understand correctly.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, and what is your estimate for the next quarters?
I don't think that we will do something again, because as you know,
the dividend season is closed.
At least that someone will come up with extraordinary dividend. No, it's a joke. We don't foresee any other in the second half.
Any other major impact?
No.
Okay, thank you. And then the second question on the tax rate, if you have a new estimate now after the second quarter.
Yeah, as I already said to your colleague, I would estimate for the full year, I would estimate something in the region of 30%. 30.
Okay, thank you.
Next question is from Atanasio Pantarrotas of Chevreux. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. I have just one question. I wonder how the reporting costs should remain very low in the second half if you have a target to recruit more people, more or less the same amount recruited during the first half of the year.
Okay, probably you
thank
missed
you.
The answer of Mr. Motta before, because he already answered to this question, but we do it again.
Thank you.
The most important part is that a very important recruiting we are making in employees, so there are not bonuses for this, and we have only salary costs. So this is one reason, and the second is that we are lowering our recruiting costs in the region of 1.5, 1.7 or less. So we made a calculation. So when we say that this target is a very high proportion of the total target, we forecasted how much recruiting we will do at which cost, and this is the. I think that I can see that our recruiting is becoming a bit cheaper, because now in the demand and offer game, the offer of Banca Generali is very attractive, and so this is easing us in the cost. I don't know if Mario wanted to add something.
No, hai risposto perfettamente.
stiamo puntando veramente a un segmento di bancari e di concorrenti di realtà private che hanno indubbiamente rispetto al precedente reclutamento un costo inferiore e soprattutto matchandolo con gli impiegati ci porta a quella ragione del 1.5-1.75. Teniamo anche conto che nel fare i vostri calcoli che una parte di queste masse, quindi verranno poi i bonus legati a queste masse saranno poi scivoleranno nell'esercizio successivo, quindi anche questo tenete conto che se noi pensiamo di raccogliere 400 milioni ma si andranno a consolidare i soliti piani di reclutamento sono 12 mesi, quindi quelli della parte dell'anno difficilmente si concretizzano tutti nell'esercizio, quindi c'è anche questo tema di come l'abbiamo avuto nel primo semestre parte di bonus relativi all'esercizio precedente, c'è sempre questo effetto trascinamento.
Grazie.
For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. Gentlemen, there are no more questions at this time.
Okay, allow me to thank you very warmly for being here today, all this time. I hope that we were detailed in the presentation and the answer. Of course, we are always here to answer to any question that you may have reading the papers, and you can contact Mrs. Pagliari and we will promptly give you an answer. I would like to wish to you a good holiday season if you have, and see you soon. Bye.
Buone vacanze a tutti.
Arrivederci.